ABC Tropical Northern on a Monday. Money Matters with Steve Lowry pops on in. But Steve is away this week, and instead Tennille Laister, a fund manager with Allman's Partners, headed on in to talk about active fund managers. Before we got into the conversation, though, I asked Tennille to please firstly remind us as to exactly what an active fund manager is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think Steve may have spoken a few times before about active fund managers and the role that they play. Essentially, when you're looking at investing funds, what an active fund manager says that they'll do for you is give you an additional return above markets by essentially picking stocks and sometimes timing markets as well.
These are the conversations we've had previously where you put your money, say you get $1,000 and you put it in just the standard, everyone sort of gets a go at it, you put it up there on the market, you don't look at it for 10 years, versus you get $1,000 and you pick exactly where it's going to go, and then after 10 years you see which one did better. Now, on every single occasion in the last 20 years, the standard put it away, don't think about it, has given better returns for money.
Yeah, absolutely. What you're referring to there is an index fund, which really you just take the entire market when you're investing. And on the long-term basis, index funds always are outperforming their counterparts in the active space. Interestingly, the latest scorecard just came out to June of this year, which shows no different situation again, where in 62% of cases, active fund managers are underperforming their relevant benchmark. And that's in Australian equity stocks.
If you've got money to play with, so let's just say bet with, an active fund manager can be fun because they're those ones like, you know, you give them a bit of money and it could really pay off for you, but also it really could dive quite quickly as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a good quote that George Soros said at one point in time, if investing is entertaining and you're having fun, you're probably not making money. good investing is boring. So, and we think that that's true. If you buy an index fund and you just sit it away there, like you said, for the next 10 years and don't look at it, it's going to seem like a pretty boring time for you. But when you do pick that statement up in 10 years' time and see how much money you've made, you won't be bothered about the returns that you were looking to chase otherwise.
We always have these things that come and go. So at the moment, Bitcoin is the new blue and it's returning ridiculous money. But what goes up also must come down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bitcoin's an interesting one because people are talking about it at the moment because it's made some stellar returns, but they're not speaking about the unamazing returns that it's made previously as well. And really, you don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're investing in. It hasn't had time in markets to show us what its performance has been previously. And again, when it comes to smart investing, it's really about some keys of reducing your risk through diversification and giving yourself time in markets. Bitcoin is something that's new and it's a bubble and it's exciting, like you were saying, but it's not showing us that it's a smart way of investing, and you might make a lot of money, but you might stand to lose a lot of money as well.
Is that where we need to make sure that we're pretty clear when we talk to you about what we want to do with our money? Because if it's just for a bit of fun, you know, if you go, oh, look, I've inherited some money and let's have a bit of fun with it, that's fine. But if this is the, in 30 years' time, I need to live off this kind of money, and you're quite nervous about it, that will then determine, you know, what kind of investments you would make for a person.
Yeah, certainly. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there. Really, we say if you've got your core capital invested safely, so you've not taken any unnecessary risk, and the risk that you have taken, you're being rewarded for, and that's putting, you know, getting yourself set up for the future, then if you've got some money on the side, which is just your play money, and you want to do something a little bit different than that, by all means, you know, you could buy some stocks, you could buy Bitcoin, whatever it is that floats your boat, if that's what you want to say. But the money that you need for your future, you want to make sure you've got a sleep at night strategy for that.
What would you then say to me if I came to you? I'm a very nervous kind of a person when it comes to money. I don't like to muck around. I'm the lady that goes to the casino with $100, and when you win that back, I say, don't touch it. Don't play with that. You can play with the winnings. That's all you can muck around with. This kind of active account and active management just wouldn't suit me, right?
Well, exactly right, because you can still have an active fund and be invested in it for a long period of time, and you can still make good returns. But the point we're trying to make here is that if you don't know what returns you otherwise would have had by having a little bit more of a boring experience, one that doesn't go up and down as much, which you'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable with, then you don't really know what to expect as such. So when it comes to investing, if you're going to do it yourself, the keys are get into the market, capture the entire market through diversification. You can do that with a nice index fund. But if you want to build a really robust strategy, go and speak to a specialist and one that is not going to put you into active funds and let you enjoy the volatile ride on the way.
I've spoken to Steve about this before as well, in that, you know, when you're going to the doctor, you have to have a rapport with the doctor. You can't just sort of go to anyone, and that's why you keep going back to a certain center. It's the same thing with a financial advisor. Like, you have to have a rapport and know that they're on the same page as you, because literally your financial future is in their hands.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a confronting thing for most, because it's a big relationship that you build. It's not something that you walk through the door and they give you some investments and you walk away and go, well, that was nice. You actually need to have trust in the person that's sitting across the table from you. So it's important to ask all of those big burning questions. How are you going to invest my money, and how are you making sure it's safe for me and that it's going to be there tomorrow? And then you can get into the nitty-gritty about what fees they'll charge and all of those things. But if you're going to be there for the long haul, it's got to be someone that you like to start off with and then trust.
Absolutely. And that's Tennille Laister from Allman Partners. Look, that advice and any conversation we have in Money Matters, of course, is of general nature. And if you would like information specific to your situation, please find an accountant or a financial advisor that suits you and your needs.